Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Gary and Chris tonight. So thanks for joining us on this Friday. We do have some very sad news to report, and I'm going to try to keep it together for this one, but this one hits close to home. We lost a member of the freedom community, an activist, a Christian, a farmer, a scholar, historian, political action man extraordinaire. Keith from Kansas passed away. Gary, I think I'm going to see if I can get you to do a eulogy. Sure, we got some noise with Gary, so we're going to just try to muffle that and while we get Gary on. And we just want to say a prayer for Keith in Kansas. I talked to him a week ago. He was fine. He called me two or three times a week to chat, give me news, updates from what was going on around the world. And all of a sudden, I got a call out of nowhere. He was in critical condition at the hospital on dialysis, and 48 hours later, he was gone. Before anybody could get a call. Chris, are you there?
Was that Keith Jones?
Keith Jones in Kansas passed away. I'm sorry to blindside you guys with this, but I didn't have a chance to just call everybody to tell him.
You will not be surprised. Eric, I was actually at his bedside night before last, and then I got the call that I told my friend that was with me that night that I would be surprised if he lasted 48 hours, and I got a call the next morning that he had passed away at 4 a.m. And
oh,
so
but that's
I went in there.
You got to go there at least. Was he alert at the end, or was he in a sleep state?
Well, he's blind for one thing, and he was in pretty much of a sleep state. But he did give me a slight head of a nod, to acknowledge that I was there, and I did say a blessing and prayer for him and tell him who we were. Good. Who told me he was there. So it was. He was in 24/7. And intensive care. He was very, very toxified and bloated completely over his body. You know, he's a pretty big guy anyway. And I'm sure he's in a much better place now and he had to be very, very uncomfortable and knew the end was near.
Now, boy, it just seems so sudden. He didn't seem to have any, other than his vision issues, which he was attending to. Does anybody know kind of what happened? If we don't mind me just asking that question, did he just what? Chris, do you know what manifested all of a sudden? Because last time I spoke to him, he felt great. He wasn't, you know. Apparently, this was a kidney shutdown or something, Chris. And you know, usually there's some kind of sign or advance notice.
Yeah, I'm not sure what organ, but it was obviously either. Perhaps liver, other organs that shut down just completely and quit functioning. That's what causes the toxins to build up in the body. It doesn't detox and filter like it's supposed to. And so you're basically just filling your body up like a cesspool with waste, and it becomes toxic to you and poison you from the inside out. And I'm sure that's what took place from what I observed from the manifestations of his physiognomy. And it was just a... But, you know, Biss being there, we had checked with the attendant that was inside the room, and he said he was following the family's wishes, and apparently the wishes were just that he'd be made comfortable and be able to pass on. And, like I say, it was fortuitously we were across the street getting an MRI from my friend, and I looked up, and there was Spring Valley Hospital right across the way. We went in there. It was a very nice facility, and we didn't have any trouble getting up to the room, and the people there were quite accommodating, helpful, and directing us to us. And he was in about as good a position as he could be in a hospital.
Right.
We even saw another girl coming out. She had a helmet on. Apparently, she'd had some sort of brain or head injury, and she was just elated that she was getting out and free at last and laughing about it with us and so on and so forth. So it was really kind of a good experience to go over there and do a little bedside work and let a patriot know that there are other patriots out here that were watching after him and concerned about his welfare. And yeah, like I said, I did say a blessing for him.
Yes. He is definitely in a better place. Gary, are you with us?
Yeah, we just had a little trouble connecting the phones here. And they're playing, somebody's playing with the phones tonight. Okay.
Well, we know who that would be. And I know, Keith, I don't know if you heard the news. It's very sad, but Keith in Kansas, Keith Jones passed away. Keith used to be with us on this broadcast and talk about the self-governing counties and and farm life and Iowa and just all kinds of life experience things, kind of like you do, Gary. And he just recently passed away, and it was very sudden. And it's hard for me to accept it because he sounded just fine, like just the other day. And this is just, you know, it's so sad, you know. And then my mind wants to say, what happened, and how did this just all of a sudden just, you know, how does Oregon just shut down overnight like that? No, you know, and it's apparently from what I heard from somebody else, it was the kidney. And, you know, usually there's some sign, there's some, you know, problem going to the bathroom or, you know, some pain or some kind of treatment you're going to get, maybe thinking about. Just nothing, not, other than his vision, and that was a problem, and he was tending to that, and he had some surgery planned for his vision issues, but he never said a word about any other health problems. He felt great, and he would have told me. He would have said, you know, I got this stomach, I'm going to have to go to the doctor next week, you know, please don't tell anybody, but pray for me, something like that. He would have said something, and it's just so out of this, it's very sad. So it's hard to take when it, you know, just happens, you know, overnight like this. And so, Gary, can you give us, what is it called, a eulogy or something, that a prayer to pave the way for Keith's journey to the fatherland, to the real fatherland? Go ahead.
Well, I think I remember Keith a little bit, and we were talking last a little bit. Tom Lactivere was talking last night a little bit about fear, if you kind of remember the conversation. And I looked up a verse, and according to what I can remember about Keith's testimony, he doesn't have to worry about fear, okay? But it says here, and then we'll go into a little bit of the other. It says here in Ecclesiastics, and it's chapter 12. I'm just going to read the one verse here. I'm going to read two of them, 12 and 13. And he says, and forgive me, my eyes aren't the best either. And further, verse 12, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yodivahi and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That really explains where we're at, okay? While we're still here. But you see, Keith has went on to be with the Father. The situation is that the salvation that's given to us was provided when our Father went to the cross and in the flesh and shed his blood. And I'm sure that Keith recognized that. If you see anything further, well, you can share it. But this is the fulfillment. And if you're born genetically into the tribe, it's not born again. But if you're born genetically into the situation, the only thing we are required to do is, when we sin, is repent of our sin. This is where it's at: is repent and be baptized. And that's the only concern we have. So I'm sure that you know Keith better than I, that he was in that purity of line. So the eulogy is very easy. He's omnipresent. He is now present right in front of the Father the minute he draws his last earthly breath. What a joy that is to know. And as far as his bringing into the sickness, there's possibly electronic hits. I believe that these things happen. I believe they have the technology to do it, and for whatever reason they would do that to him. I'm not sure, But this happens. So he must have been over some target. And only you would know a little more about that than the rest of us. But we can ask our Father for the blessings that has been already bestowed upon Keith. He is present with the Father as you and I begin this prayer. What a joy and what a happiness that is that we can celebrate that. As often as we may cry, we may shed tears, but the tears should be of joy that once he is relieved of this earthly body, and he will come in the resurrection in a brand new body. It says the dead in Yorivahi will rise first, and that which is living will be changed in the twinkling of the eye. So what a wonderful day of redemption that's going to be. And of course, that's in the book of Revelations. So all joy and all happiness, and pray for whatever family, I don't know the family situation, but pray for those who are in remembrance of their father, their husband, their grandfather, whatever he is to them. Pray that their remembrance, as they know him, this will help to satisfy the fact that he is gone to be with the Father. What a joy and what a blessing. And I don't know the whole possibility, but this is what I believe, okay? And we ask this in the Father's name, Yodivahi, so be it.
Thank you, Gary. Keith certainly was over many targets there, that is for sure. He had a personal meetings out there in Nevada with the sheriff and the district attorney, trying to bring case law to them and say, you know, here's the right to travel. Will you not respect it in your county? He went to meetings and instructional seminars where he, you know, taught people about the self-governing county and about common law and history and where they stand as an independent, free individual with liberties in action. And so, you know, it'd be another topic for another day, but Keith certainly was quite active. And then, you know, as I went on trying to find maybe something to fill up the second hour tonight, it's an interesting documentary, because Lori's not going to be on tonight, and I was just kind of bummed out about Keith, and that wasn't my usual self tonight. But, you know, I found out that Barry Chamish, who's a Jewish guy, but, you know, he was really exposing the Bolsheviks and the labor Zionism, how the Jews sold out the other Jews. You know, it was the Jews that put the other Jews to death, you know, with Hitler in conjunction. They labor Zionism destroyed hundreds of Jewish organizations in Germany to put them at the chief position to be partners with the Nazis to put to death all the Jews they didn't like. And so it was just gang warfare with a militarized police state and under National Socialism, with the corporations, the American-based corporations at the time, having the controlling interest in the German corporations. General Electric in the U.S. had the controlling interest in the German subsidiary, 61%. Ford was building, Ford during the Vietnam War was building engines, supplying Corgi, I think it's called K-O-R-G-Y, which was the company that was making the trucks that was carrying the NVA, North Vietnamese and Viet Cong down into the war zone to kill American soldiers. Ford was supplying the parts to the Russians. The Russians finished off the trucks, sent them down to North Vietnam, and it was off to kill Americans. And so this went on during World War II, went on during Korea, went on during Vietnam War. And so it's the corporations that are behind. This is why we're in such a dangerous position right now. Everybody thinks Trump's a patriot and he's opening up all this patriotic stuff and the economy's roaring back to life, which it's not. I mean, these towns are boarded up and nothing's changing because the stock market's at 25,000 and Goldman Sachs is making a fortune and, you know, pensioners are making a fortune for sitting around doing nothing and not creating any wealth, but just absorbing this expanding thing that has no substance or no mass, and it's an invisible, it's only doomed to come crashing down. It doesn't have any reality, this economy that's out of control. So anyway, it's the corporations, and it's that's what's really behind the international war, which is, well, who was it that said war is the health of the state? Byrne. I looked it up the other day. Was it Edmund? O-U-R-N-E. I forget. I've got to pull it up. War is the health of the state. Machiavellian at its best, or for us at its worst. We'll be right back after this break.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being here. We're just mourning the loss of Keith Jones from Kansas. Keith from Kansas was on this broadcast. When I first stepped in after Tom got scooped up by the street Nazis and sent off to the witch's prison, and then I stepped in before Mike Herzog came along, and then I came back, and anyway, so, but when I first, Keith was such an asset. I mean, he helped me so much. I know how to fill up 2 hours. He was a great, what a great fellow freedom fighter, and he was here on this broadcast many times, and, he was just a great mind and a great presenter and a great historian, and he did great work. And we're going to try to carry on his work with the self-governing county. Probably nothing more important, because it's the ultimate solution. Yeah, whether you're going to unincorporate and recharter to a constitutional standing your existing county, or form your own county. All you need is 4 square miles. I mean, if you had a couple of dozen farmers with a couple of hundred acres each, You could carve out your own county, write a constitutional charter, file it proper, duly filed with the state, and put the put it into a charter, everything, and make it be specific. This will not be tolerated in this, you know, admiralty statutory law will not be tolerated in this county. If there's no victim, there is no crime. You know, that just immediately takes away 90% of your tyranny right there. Private property rights will be respected. You know, we're going to have the community get together on a certain day every month that we agree upon, and we're going to work on the roads, and we're not going to steal people's house under this tax foreclosure stuff. And then, you know, because we have to fill the potholes and keep the schools running, so we're going to tax people out of their private houses and put them out in the street in the winter. Yeah, that's a great solution to a republic that was founded on a tax revolution and private property rights. So anyway, but I was looking at up to see if I could spin a documentary from Barry Chamish about the labor Zionists and how it was the Jews that teamed up with Hitler who put the other Jews to death that were just as much at fault as the Nazis were. They kind of literally, who was worse, the Nazis or the labor Zionists? They're equally horrible. They both committed the atrocities together. So it was interesting, at, you know, kind of looking behind the curtain at the real truth and who the players were. And Barry Chamish died a year ago of an apparent heart attack. And when they use the word, I mean, the medical examiner can usually tell if somebody had a heart attack or if their stomach blew out or if they had an aneurysm in their brain and, the, you know, whatever. This word apparent, you know, it's like, you know, it's you could tell when they use that word, and it's not all that it appears to be. It may not be a heart attack, God knows. With the activism that he did as well, it just makes you wonder. You know, dies of an apparent heart attack. He either had a heart attack or he didn't. They can tell. Medical establishment's got enough ways to find that out in an autopsy. So anyway, I don't want to go too far down that as we celebrate Keith's life and celebrate his transition into something a lot better. We're stuck here. I almost envy him. You know, he doesn't have to worry anymore about a lot of things that we do. So let's just keep. And I know he would want us to keep doing what we're doing. I just can hear him saying that. You know, he wouldn't want us, you know, crying too much, although it's hard not to. But we keep moving forward. With that, we're going to go to our caller, Andy in Texas.
Well, hey, gentlemen. Really appreciate the topic tonight. You know, just for the fact, let's give a good hallelujah to everybody who's out of a cage tonight, especially those who don't have a victim involved in the crime that they were caged for. But my question is for Gary tonight. I really would like to know if Gary was to sit down with, a 19-year-old kid at some coffee shop and having some coffee, what would Gary say to this 19-year-old kid as the best piece of advice that's most important as of today?
Excellent question.
Well, Andy, that is an excellent question. And I get to sit down with my own son, who's not 19. He has a daughter that's over 19 and married and got a grandson. It's very difficult to answer it on just that simplicity, but let's assume that the young man is wanting to understand the scriptures and life in itself. Okay.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't be sitting down with him. I mean, you can't get a 19-year-old kid to sit down with you unless he's interested in what you have to say. So you're right.
Right.
Let's assume he is interested and he recognizes
right.
that you have knowledge that he doesn't have and he wants to probe you. Let's assume that.
Exactly. And I'm going to just go back in history and tell you what happened to me. I was an elderly guy already, and I was out in the state of Idaho in one of my favorite places in the world. And there was a gentleman there in his probably early 90s, late 80s, who was a teacher. And I needed a lot of help. Okay? Is the music coming on? We'll be back, Andy, after the music. Please support the sponsors.
Okay,
yeah. We'll be back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet.
Think
of nothing to know.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, divine ointment.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris and Andy. Gary and Andy, back to you guys.
Hi, Andy. This is Gary. Are you
hey,
there?
Gary. So, hey, go back. You were saying that you you have a son who has, you have a 19-year-old grandson, and right. So you were going from there.
Right. I'd like to go back to the very beginning. I take back, this is what this gentleman did with me. If you don't understand the beginning, you can't understand what's between or what the end has. In the beginning, we had the creation of Adam and Eve, okay? And then Satan appeared, okay? Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, the evil one. And it says there right there that when our father Yodibai asked Eve, what did you do? She said, Lucifer beguiled me, and I did partake. I did partake. The word beguiled means, in the Strong's Concordance, sexually seduced. You have to understand that. I know it's very hard for some of these Judeos and other types to find this effect. But she did. She conceived Cain. Cain was never the son of Adam, okay? And then the one who was the replacement one was Seth. Seth means the replacement one, okay? That was Adam's son along with Abel. But Cain was Cain killed Abel, okay? He was jealous, and this is what he was. Because when you go to John in the New Testament, he says to these Jews, you are of your father Lucifer, and the will of your father you would do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He was a deceiver. So now we have this to study out and contend with. Okay? Now, when Cain wanted a wife, he went off to the land of Nod and found himself a wife. And she was what they call a Cajun. Kajin, according to the study in Strong's Concordance and the Scriptures. And then the offspring of Cain and this Cajun woman were called Kenites. They were called Kenites, I think, right straight through to about the second Kings, and then they changed it from Kenites to Jews. So you see, this is you can follow through with this.
Pardon me? Yeah, interesting.
soon, unless they're educated like my son was at Jerry Falwell's, a Jewish school down there in Virginia, he got brainwashed so badly. It's just so difficult for me to even speak to him. I'm trying to work with the grandchildren, and I try tearfully to sit down and work with our son, Doug. You know, we do it all. I do it all as many chances as I get. And he just can't get this beginning right, because they told him a lot of things that were total lies, okay? But this is right out of the King James Version. You can read this right out of the King James Version, okay? So now we have the children from Adam and Eve, okay, a genetic line, and now you have the genetic line of Lucifer. And the Father in the flesh explained it quite well. You can read it all through the New Testament. You can read all about these Kenites and Jews all the way through Scriptures. But what the church has done, the 501c3 churches and others, they have said, no, the Jews are God's chosen people, and the so-called made-up name Jesus, okay, was a Jew. Well, there was no J's in the Hebrew. And there were no J's in the Hebrew in the English language until around 1700s. So where did this Jesus thing come from? Okay, so you have to educate them to go back and get it all down in pat, right in the very very beginning, so they understand it. Then you can carry on. Go ahead. I yield to you.
No, absolutely. No. And you're right. In the Bible, it doesn't rather refer to Jewish people, but it does make the reference, but they are Kenites. And sure. But it actually says, and this is where I guess some little gray area, it actually says in the Bible that the Jews are Lucifer's children.
Exactly. Cain was Lucifer's child, okay, and Cain went off the land of Nod and found himself a Cajun. That there's thousands of people before Adam was created and Eve.
Well, that explains so much, Gary. That explains so much because look who's at the root of all evil. I mean, the Jewish people control the monetary system of the entire world, including the entire world.
Exactly. Who was it? Thomas Paine said this. Thomas Paine said it. Was it him or Patrick Henry? One of them said, if you allow the Jews in this country, in the United States of America, the Republic, in less than 200 years, your children will be in the fields in sweat, and they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands.
Well, isn't it tragic then that we send like $64 billion a year in assistance to a country who fails to sign the nuclear prolific, to get rid of your prolific, whatever, treaty? They didn't sign the treaty and by all points and standards of our Constitution and our government, these people aren't entitled to get any money from us if they won't sign the non-prolific treaty. So
we don't do it for our own people.
This is just an absolutely ridiculous time that we live in. It's a great time to be alive. I mean, I'm 51 years old. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible low-class movie I'm living in. But I can't, I just can't leave the theater. I have to stick around to see what's going to happen. And God, you know, I hope I die on the battlefield to let y'all know that. I hope I do because, I mean, freedom is, that's it. Look, I'm with Patrick Henry. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Exactly.
I'm done.
Well, our father said, I don't have the scripture right out in front of me, but he said to us, you occupy until I come. Occupy is a military term, and if you get it in the Strong's Concordance, it means we stand up for what's right and trying to bring on what's right. Our Father will step in one day, okay? This whole idea you're gonna fly off to heaven in this rapture. There's not even a word in Scripture about the word rapture. Not a word, okay?
Not a word. Right.
Not a word. No, these pulpits. I don't know where they get it, but I do know that most of the pulpits in America had prominence over America and influence over America, such as Billy Graham, okay, was a Jew. His name was Billy Franks. And you've got every...
Really?
That's exactly. He was a Jew from Chicago.
Woo.
Okay. And the only thing he ever taught people was to be born again. He even wrote a book. I don't know how many millions of dollars they made off it. And he even wrote a book, How to Be Born Again. I didn't think you knew how to be born again, but If you mess the scriptures up enough, you can make people believe it. But I'm working on a whole panel right now with overheads to show people what they did in that part of the New Testament when they used the word born again.
Hey, well, one last question.
The word should be born from above. And if you're familiar with the Farrah Fenton Bible, he has that exactly right. And then the Farrah Fenton Bible, along with the King James, or the...
You said the Farrah and Fenton Bible?
The Farrah Fenton scriptures has it
I've
written
never heard
down
of that.
As born
never
from
heard,
above?
Never
yes.
heard of that.
Yeah, they have,
where do you
good
get
scripture.
That?
You can get any good bookstore has it.
Okay, then so
if you,
how does
if
that
you
differ
find it,
from the King James?
Yeah, it's not the King James. It's Farrar Fenton's writing. He brought it forth.
I understand that. Okay,
and if you go to an old Blue Way Catholic Bible, an old one, I have one here, and John 3:16, they will tell you in the footnotes of the Blue Way Roman Catholic Bible that John 3:16-19 was never an original text that was put in there by the scribes. And then if you read Farrar Fenton, he brackets it, which means it was never there.
Okay, so
we've been fed a real line from the pulpits of America. People think I'm really hard on the preachers. I have a son who is a Baptist preacher. Okay, he graduated from Follows, 5 years down there in their seminary. They went a year or so over to Grand Rapids, and I was excommunicated out of a Baptist church by a Baptist preacher and a board.
Whoa!
For stating the things I just said to you, and they're in the scripture.
Wow.
They're in the
scripture. You got the Gideon Bible, and you got the King James Version, and what was the other one?
Farrar Fenton.
So you got the Gideon Bible, King James, and Farrar Fenton. Where does Farrar Fenton fit with the Gideon and King James?
He has most things absolutely correct as I can find. I'm not a super genius Bible study. I do what I can in my own home
and knowledge.
I have a concordance, yes, and I study very hard. Pardon me?
Have you got your pencil and paper there, Andy?
Yeah.
If you go to freedom-school.com, the one in Texas, and you get there, look at Jerry Kirk's website, and he has a free download of the Farrar Fenton and some other scripture choices there, the apocryphal or so-called heretical text.
What's his last name?
Version.
Fenton.
Jerry Kirk, K-I-R-K.
Yep.
They got lots of other good contributors on there, too.
Yeah, he used to be a host
here on RBN.
Yeah. That's very good. Thank you.
No, hey, you know what, Gary? I really appreciate you, man. I wish I could actually be that 19-year-old kid sitting down with you having coffee right now. This would be an awesome conversation. I was a 19-year-old kid sitting down with an elderly person. The gentleman I was with was like almost 70 years old. And not only did he give me good advice, but he helped me. You know, because I showed an interest in him, and I gave him something to do. You know, being retired and doing his thing and stuff, he needed something to do, and I played golf with him, and I did all kinds of stuff with this gentleman. He really became my best friend in many ways and stuff, and that's why I value you so much, Gary. The things I learned from this guy was just spectacular. It was wonderful information. It gave me a boost up above the rest of the people because I actually took his advice. The problem with kids today is they don't take the elderly's advice. They got to find out for themselves. So they're going to go ahead. You could tell them how not to experience this, but they got to go experience it for themselves. And it's just terrible. It's like we could be so much further forward in life if we would just listen to the people who know what the hell has been going on. And Gary, I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate this show. Y'all have a good night. Chris, I hope everything's going well there in Vegas. I hope if they lock you up again, I'll come knock on the door. I'm gonna make sure these people are being stupid. This is crazy what's going on here. We have to stay sane to get through this. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. What a great call. Appreciate that. That was excellent.
Great dialogue there. I hear the beep. We have another caller, so let's, well, before I get off on any tangents, let's just go to the next caller. Who do we have, Mike? Go ahead, caller. Welcome to the show.
Eric?
Eric? Oh, yes. It sounds like, is that Dave in Massachusetts or Chance in West Virginia?
Yeah. No, it's David from Massachusetts, Eric.
It, okay, I thought it was one of you talking. Great, Dave. How are you?
I'm not too good in the sense that I called into James Kelso's show, the show that comes on just before you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys, are familiar with this term, but you can just use any search engine and you know, and search it, Google it, or whatever. But you know, it's more current in Roman Catholic circles, Eric. But you know a lot about even though you're not a Catholic, I know you know a lot about Catholicism. Well, you know, the priests and the nuns, they take vows of celibacy, but they have this expression. Sometimes they might spend the night in their own little private chapel, these different religious orders, and they might kneel and prostrate themselves before the Blessed Sacrament. And when they're deep in prayer, in meditation, they go into what's called spiritual ejaculations. Have you ever heard the term ejaculations? It's referring to spiritual ecstasy. Have you ever heard that theological expression, ejaculations?
I've never heard the sexual term kind of combined with the spirit, religious, but if it's coming out of the Roman Catholic Church, nothing surprises me.
They call it, who's this, Chris or Gary?
It's Chris.
This is Gary. To answer your question, I have never heard of that either. Thank you. I'll sure look into it. Thank you.
Does that go back to the Wailing Wall when they're humping the wall and carrying on all that stuff, the Zionists?
Oh, I don't want to get into pounding the wall, no.
Yeah. So anyways, actually, even ejaculation, when you refer to something physical, it's more a medical term. But anyways, it's a term like the word pregnant. Like, if somebody's a low-information, uneducated person, they might think that the only meaning of pregnant is a woman that's expecting a baby or something. But now I could use the expression, Emily Dickinson's fertile mind was always pregnant with poetry. These different terms have deeper meanings, but if somebody's like a, but anyways, you know, you're not familiar with it, but it's a theological term. When they go, it's spiritual ecstasy. In Saint John of the Cross,
I didn't want to interrupt you, but that's the word that was coming to my mind. Spiritual ecstasy is what I've usually heard it referred as, not the other term, but that's a very interesting observation.
Yeah, well, I know this to be a fact because I was raised Catholic. I'm back here in Boston in Catholic circles. You know, I live according to that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. So I know exactly what these Catholics are up to because, you know, I'm around them all the time like a spy. And believe me, they're up to no good, too, let me tell you. But anyways, after you check it out, you'll see what I'm talking about, spiritual ejaculations. In other words, the nuns have them, too. It's not right away, Kelso came off the wall saying, yelling at me that I'm being vulgar and you're not going to use vulgarity on my show. And you know, I don't know where Kelso's head is at, but obviously I wouldn't call up Kelso and start talking about some triple X pornography.
You're presenting it as a logical debate for a term that's being used, and I don't see any problem with it. You didn't come on and say, you know, you weren't being rude or lewd or anything. I mean, you wanted to talk about these two terms being combined together. Is it a juxtaposition? Is it an oxymoron? What is this? Is it a contradiction? Is this a Catholic thing? Do they have a physical? Is it a physical thing or just a spiritual? I mean, I have no problem with, you know, using words like that. If it's in a reasonably, you know, clean and, you know, debating sense. just trying to uncover what's behind everything.
You know, actually, even sex is all in the mind. Any sexologist, any professional will tell you that.
Well, I've heard that. Sexual problems are in things that interfere with are usually not necessary. Rarely are they just strictly physical.
Even what people enjoy sexually and everything, it comes from their mind and everything. That's why people like different things.
Absolutely. I've heard that. That is true. Mind is a very powerful thing.
Yeah, so anyways, it'll be, once you guys find out, Google it and find out all about it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But anyways, actually, Kelso actually goes into ejaculation, spiritual ejaculations, when he talks about Trump. You know, when he talks about Trump, it reminds me of what that bozo Chris Matthews said about Obama. Remember Chris Matthews said that when he thinks about Obama, a thrill runs up and down his leg. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it's the same thing's coming out of InfoWars. I don't know what to think. I mean, they're just not looking at things objectively. Either their discernment's gone and their objectivity is way off, and they just don't know, or they're working for the enemy and on the payroll. I don't know. I don't want to cast stones. I don't want to make my career on ragging at other broadcasters, but the ones that have the big names and the big numbers listening, I feel important to kind of counterbalance any lies or that I might hear, lies of commission or omission. A lot of this stuff is not what they are talking about. It's what they're not talking about. Why are they not covering the Bundy trial? It's the trial of the century. They had a couple of people there at the cattle standoff at Bunkerville and with the Cowboys and the Indians and the Federales and the whole spiel. And now nothing. Oh, as soon as the witch's court comes into it, everybody flees from the witch. No, it's because the tyranny... that they showed up for to expose, that was Obama. See, Obama's a bad guy. The tyranny that's going on in the witch's court, where the rubber really meets the road, where the power really is, where these guys are either going to be free or sit in prison for maybe decades. That's under Trump's administration. We wouldn't want anybody to know we're in year number 9 of the Obama administration or year number 29 of the George Bush Sr. administration.
And yet Trump didn't once hesitate to go to bat for Judge Sheriff Arpaio, though, huh? You know?
Well, I have a big problem with that. Why didn't he pardon the Hammonds? The Hammonds were patriots. They really got shafted, and they bent over backwards to try to comply with the system and were just absolutely abused. Sheriff Arpaio's not a constitutional sheriff. He's not a good guy. He doesn't respect people's rights. He's a drug warrior. He bragged, and I heard him doing it in his own words, about working with the DEA down in Mexico in back room cutting deals in smoke-filled rooms, and that's how you get things done, working with the feds in this drug war thing. Oh, great. And Sessions is carrying picking up the torch and running with it, just like we were, once again, year number 29 of the George Bush Sr. administration. We had the drug war, which was really finalized by Reagan. So, I mean, we got to go back a long ways to find a decent president. Anything else,
Dave?
We've got about 2 minutes
till the break. Okay, just
30 seconds,
Dave. Okay, listen, I'll leave you with this one. Do you know the difference between Donald Trump and Almighty God? You know what the difference is? Listen. I'm going to tell you the difference between Trump and Almighty God. Almighty God doesn't think he's Donald Trump. Almighty God doesn't believe he's Donald Trump.
Dave, thanks for the call. That's a great point. You're exactly right. We'll see you when we get back after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.